Good morning. I usually do two things at this time. I'm going to do one and not the other. What I'm going to do is dismiss Power Kids. Power Kids can leave right now. What I'm not going to do is ask you to hold up your hand if you need an outline, because we don't have outlines today. And let me explain why. It's our custom always the second Sunday of the year to share with you, primarily in video form, some of the good things God has done and some of the good things we are asking God to help us do in the coming calendar year. And to share with you what our planned budget for the year is. But I do have some things to say, some very important things to say this morning before and especially after you watch the video we've prepared. I want to begin with what I call a whale of an illustration, because it's a story about a whale. Most of you saw in the papers last month that Keiko died. Now, if you don't know who Keiko is, you don't have children, because Keiko was the star of the well-received Free Willy movies in the early 90s that all of us with children watched many times. The story of a young boy that helped free a whale. And the movies were very popular, but the interesting thing is what happened to Keiko after the movies. Keiko wound up in an aquarium in Mexico City where he was found to be ailing. And there rose an international desire to see Keiko freed and returned to the deep where he was created to live. And so Keiko was airlifted to Iceland. And he spent 4 years there being rehabilitated and taught how to live in the sea at a cost of almost $500,000 a month. And after almost $20 million and 4 years of training, Keiko was released to the ocean. What did he do? He did not bond with the other whales. He was afraid to swim under the ice and get the food they know how to get. Keiko instead swam straight 800 miles to a fjord in Norway and spent his last 2 years in a little bay being fed every day by people to stay alive. To the day he died, Keiko was receiving handouts. It took 175 pounds of fish a day. Now, the official cause of death for Keiko was pneumonia, but the real truth is Keiko died because Keiko had become so domesticated, he did not know how to be what he was created to be. Now, that true story is, I think, a tragic but accurate illustration of what has happened to many churches. So many churches and congregations have become domesticated, tamed by the culture. They no longer seem capable or even desirous of becoming what Jesus intended His church to be. Jesus did not build a church so it could be comfortable. But He built a church that would bring the reign of God to earth like it exists in heaven. He said, "I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. I will give to my church the keys of the kingdom. I will grant to my church the capacity to open up the doors to the reign of God on earth like it exists in heaven." There is a big difference between just doing church and advancing the reign of God. I'm going to be talking a lot in weeks ahead about the reign of God. And I'm going to call us not to be whales. I'm going to call on us to be rhinos. And I'll explain what I mean after you watch this video.
Okay, Ryan, I need to stop here and pick up a couple of things in the church office. It won't take a minute.
Can I come with you?
Sure, you can come with me. I'd love for you to know more about this church that I've loved for a long, long time. The first thing you should know about Richland Hills is that it exists to join God in His mission of loving and saving the world through Jesus Christ. We want everything we do to help accomplish this mission. Last year, we focused on lifting up the name of Jesus. As we start this new year, we hope the kingdom of God will be expanded. Well, Ryan, Richland Hills is really a big church, and it's real hard to keep up with everything that goes on around here. I'm just going to give you some idea of some of our activities from last year. In many churches, the older folks tend to just sit back and let others serve them, not at Richland Hills. Our senior adults continue to set the pace through service. They are extremely valuable volunteers in the tape and CD ministry, church office, World Bible School, CEC food pantry, and delivery of meals to elderly homebound members. Our senior servants also have an active ministry at the Meadow Lakes Retirement Center across the street, with Bible classes taught there. This fall, they premiered The City Slicker and Iron Nell, a melodrama produced by Wally Wilkerson and performed for two nights by a cast of mostly senior adults. Our children's ministry makes Richland Hills a place you would enjoy too, Ryan. We added several part-time coordinators this past year. We're up to seven now. Darlene Hendricks continues to serve as our nursery director. Joe McLaughlin is serving as our young children's world director. And Lisa Stain is our resource room director. Courtney Kreitz took on a new role as special events director. In addition, we added Summer Walters as our volunteer director, Lisa Rowland as our early childhood director, and Kelly Warnock as our elementary director. This team pulled off some great events in 2003. Family Bible Adventure allowed 850 people to come each night for a tour through Switzerland, Africa, and Mexico, showing that God's kingdom is widespread. On Friends Day, we had our first ever Kids Blitz, presenting the gospel kid style and giving our children an opportunity to invite their friends to hear about Jesus. We also continue to offer Power Kids, an opportunity for our children to have their own worship experience, led by Ted Connor, Dick Michener, Peter Hefner. Our 24/7 youth ministry continues to be blessed by God. Since this time last year, there are more than 100 additional teenagers coming to worship with us on Wednesday nights. It's not unusual to see families taking advantage of our commons area by enjoying a meal together before church. The excitement carried over into the summer when we had 350 teenagers and parents going on seven different youth mission trips. The girls' ministry began Lifeline in February. This ministry works with pregnant teens from the HEB and Keller school districts. Each month, the girls and their families come to our building to receive training, clothes, food, and fellowship. Ultimately, it is our hope that they encounter the unconditional love of God through our volunteers. This ministry has also started a new teen moms class that meets in the youth center each Sunday morning, taught by Kathy Pinson and Terry Alcido. As we reach out to kids and teenagers, we also want to involve their parents. Our Young Families Ministry held the first annual parenting seminar with Scott Talley and has plans for a second one in April of 2004 with Robert Oglesby Jr. The Time Out Marriage Seminar with Tom and Sandra Milholland was a great weekend, and a similar event will be held each fall on the first weekend of October. Our families come in all different shapes and sizes. The Blended Families class has grown from a class of 12 to more than 30 and continues to grow as they study God's Word. The Single Parent Family Ministry had a successful retreat and camp experience this past year. These families also enjoy fellowship through special events such as Rangers games and decorating gingerbread houses at Christmas. Speaking of singles, we hired Billy Gurley to be our singles minister in 2003. Billy and his family came to us from Athens, Texas, and our whole church has fallen in love with them. Billy's initial ministry efforts have focused on leadership development within the singles ministry. Last year, in addition to the help they always provide picking up grocery bags during our food drive, they provided Christmas gifts for 80 children in South Texas and are taking a turn teaching Bible class at Fortress Church. The singles ministry will continue to grow with Richland Hills in 2004, and already a mission trip is planned, as well as monthly outreach events targeting singles in Northeast Tarrant County. Ryan, you probably don't have too many financial concerns right now, but money issues are really important to most adults. Richland Hills has a ministry that helps families use their finances to God's glory. It's called Money Master, and it offers budget counseling as well as small group Bible classes on God's principles of finance. In fact, this year, Richland Hills was given the Crown Ministries Church of the Year Award. This ministry will have a new coordinator of life stewardship as Gunnar Johnson and his family come to us from Florida in February. In addition, we recently brought a business manager on staff to help us all with our ministries in running more efficiently. Larry Carroll, a longtime member of our family, is doing an outstanding job in this position. This role is needed as Dale Brooks shifts more of his time to helping our nonprofit ministries and the RHCC Foundation through its estate and gift design services offered free of charge to Richland Hills members. The foundation presents an opportunity for our members and friends to provide current and future funding for ministries that are closest to their hearts. Already, many RHCC families have utilized these services to plan their estates, and through that process have created lasting legacies by making long-term financial commitments that will result in expanding the work of this church well into the future. We also have several ministries that office outside of our church building, and these ministries are making an incredible impact on Northeast Tarrant County. Our Community Enrichment Center has opened the Residences of Diamond Hill, a housing development that has increased the number of homes available for homeless families. There are even case managers on site to help these families and an after-school program for their kids. The CEC developed this project while completing their Enduring Hope campaign, which raised $2.1 million to completely eliminate their debt. With help from Richland Hills families through volunteering and donations, the CEC food pantry continues to serve thousands of families each year. We also just finished a very successful Santa's workshop that used a new pre-registration system to help more families even more efficiently. Open Arms is a haven for victims of domestic abuse. They recently hired Dale Hart as their executive director of finance and development. In 2003, Open Arms also graduated three ladies from their extensive two-year program. Many of our Richland Hills members have been involved in the construction work going on at the new Fortress building close to downtown Fort Worth. Fortress is now providing after-school care to inner-city kids, and the new building offers many opportunities for the future. Also, Christ Haven for Children and New Day Services continue their outstanding ministry to families and children in Tarrant County. Our church continues to focus on spreading God's kingdom to our neighbors. We have seen incredible growth in our outreach ministry in 2003. We are currently airing over 230 Come Home commercials monthly on the Comcast cable network. We published a new outreach brochure called Okay, What's the Catch? And the parking lot ministry continues to make our traffic situation a lot friendlier. Other church ministries caught the vision of sharing God's kingdom as well. Our drama ministry reorganized under the name Torn Curtain Productions. Our drama productions provide a great opportunity to bring a friend to see a fresh view of God. The coffee house has exploded since moving to the youth center for its monthly gatherings. This past year, they did special theme nights, such as Latin Music Night. This night was a huge success as our Hispanic ministry increases its role in our church. Rick's sermons are now available in Spanish through our website, and there is now a bilingual Bible class that meets at 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. The Hispanic ministry is also working with our greeter ministry to make Richland Hills a place where Hispanic people feel loved and welcome. Last year, our Hispanic outreach included a three-day youth rally And this year we will host Hispanic Spring Celebration, the Latin American Culture Fair. In November, we held the very first holiday gift market to benefit Open Arms Home and Bread for a Hungry World. And many used this event to shop for Christmas. In December, we got a chance to see the best ever Christmas celebration with 160 volunteers from our church putting on a program that was attended by more than 3,500 people, including over 320 guests from our community. Many of the people who came to our church through these efforts are deciding to let God be the Lord of their lives. By the way, Ryan, we had over 240 baptisms last year. We feel more equipped than ever before to help these new folks find a place at Richland Hills. Downstairs is our new expanded Welcome Center. Now guests can easily find answers to their questions. Our 11 a.m. Bible classes continue to grow and provide great class options for all of our families. We recently unveiled our Volunteer Connection software, which enables our members to research the ministries of Richland Hills through our website. They can access the website from their home or by using computers in the atrium or the new members class. Once they find a ministry they want to be involved in, their interest is forwarded to that ministry so we can get them plugged in. We encourage new members to become involved in one of our small groups. The Care Group Ministry has recently developed a leadership team to provide direction for this vital ministry. Netcasters, under the direction of Des Stain, exist to build home-based missionary groups that multiply and bear fruit for God's kingdom by connecting people to Jesus and each other. These groups place an emphasis on community, communication, and commission. Netcasters had their kickoff in October and has already trained 100 group facilitators and currently has 20 groups meeting. We have a goal of seeing 1,000 people involved in Netcasters by the end of this year. Many other ministry opportunities brought out hundreds of volunteers this past year. Royal Family Kids Camp continues to be a great blessing for our members as well as for the abused children that attend the camp. And soon we will add the first retreat for kids who have graduated from our summer camp. Closer to home, there are two great days of service that got our building looking good for Easter Sunday and Friends Day. As you know, Ryan, my heart yearns for people of other nations to enter the kingdom of God. Richland Hills remains active in foreign missions too. Team Mexico has started two small groups as the beginning of a congregation in Morelia, Mexico. Let's Start Talking is concentrating on a new youth mission trip initiative, which enables youth groups of all sizes to have a meaningful short-term mission experience. FriendSpeak is another Let's Start Talking ministry. It brings non-English speaking people from the community into our church and pairs them with a reader who uses the Bible to help teach them English. We pray that Randy and Kelly Vaughn will soon have help in their mission effort in Benin, West Africa, as Stephen and Donna Price and their family have been called to join in this work. The Prices have been in Canada, completing studies in French to help them share the gospel in the native tongue of the Aja people. Bread for a Hungry World is active in Central America, Southeast Asia, and Russia. Their work includes distributing rice, medical supplies, and Bibles to Burmese refugees, as well as medical and dental clinics in the Philippine Islands. In Honduras, their work includes an extensive milk program, child care, and training for preschool children. The World Bible Translation Center continues to have God's Word translated into the native tongues of people all around the world. Several things keep our own family growing stronger. We went through a church-wide study on the purpose-driven life in the fall, with sermons and Bible classes studying the same material. This study led up to a powerful day in October called Women of Purpose, What's Your Choice?, when more than 600 ladies volunteered for ministry at Richland Hills. We also continue to see our ladies' retreat and men's retreat have a great impact on the family. These annual events create deeper relationships and new commitments. Our elders are committed to praying for our members. Room 109 has a new look that makes it a more intimate setting for prayer with our elders. There are also powerful times for prayer in our assemblies, like the recent prayer for healing service. In fact, one of the greatest blessings of our church life is our exciting assemblies. Our praise ministry brings us before the Lord's throne in powerful and unique ways. Ryan, there's a wonderful new CD that's been produced by the praise ministry called Testify, and it's just one of the best we've ever had. Of course, I think every one they produce is the best one that's ever been done. Ryan, are you okay?
Oh, I'm sorry, Grandpa. It really was interesting. I just dozed off a little.
Well, I never know when to quit talking about something as important as the church. And well, I guess maybe we ought to just go on home now. What do you think?
It's raining, Grandpa, and we brought the motorcycle.
Well, that just means I've got more time to tell you about the Richland Hills Church and about the wonderful reign of God at this church.
Since it's raining outside, now would be a good time to tell you that we hope it'll be raining all over the place next year. I mean the reign of God, not the rain falling outside. It is our desire for God to reign in every aspect of this church and in the life of each person who walks through these doors. We plan to expand our efforts to make the kingdom of God available to more people in 2004. As I told you, our mission statement is to join God in His work of loving and saving the world through Jesus Christ. We want all of our efforts to flow out of that mission. Plans for 2004 include a huge outreach event the weekend of April 3rd. Randy Travis will be performing his gospel music, the good news of Jesus Christ will be presented, and decision counselors will be available to talk to people ready to follow Christ. Now, this concert isn't planned for our Richland Hills members, but to serve as a tool for our members to bring a friend to hear the message of Jesus in a friendly manner. Ryan, when you come back again, you'll notice some changes made in our building here. We're installing a new canopy for the senior adult entrance to our building, and we'll be improving our auditorium lighting and sound. We'll be converting the table area of the atrium to a coffee bar where people may sit and visit before and after the services. We will also be implementing design changes in our children's wing. The funds donated through Servant Sunday will be used to carry our children's theme of stars throughout the classrooms and hallways. Because today's young people think with their heart and listen with their eyes, we will visually send a message to the families that having God reign in the lives of their children is a priority here at Richland Hills. This exciting unveiling will happen as our fall semester begins. We also hope to implement new software that will assist volunteer connection and especially help us check attendance in Bible class and assembly. We will continue to emphasize sharing Jesus with our friends in 2004, with plans for an increased evangelistic effort in the spring around the Randy Travis event. Friends Day then will be on the second Sunday in September and will include events for adults, children, teenagers, making it possible for every guest to find something designed just for them. All of this can take place because we have a church that allows God to reign over our wallets as well. Our church gave $7.5 million toward the general budget in 2003. In the spring, church members contributed $1.2 million for Servant Sunday to pay down our debt and help ministries in our community. In the fall, over $1 million was given on Harvest Sunday, funding all the proposed mission and outreach initiatives. Our elders have decided on a general budget amount of just over $8 million for 2004. It will be an increase of almost 7% over last year. And as the Lord continues to bless our families, they continue to give. The best news is that this spending plan will enable our church to be completely debt-free by the end of this year. As you can see, 2004 will be a pivotal year in the history of the Richland Hills Church of Christ. Speaking of history, did you know we will have a 50th anniversary celebration in 2 years?
You know, Ryan, I just can't imagine the joy we're going to experience as we serve here faithfully under our Heavenly Father in a debt-free church and praise and honor His holy name. Well, it stopped raining. How about that? But the reign of God is going to go on in this place all the time. Thank you for listening to your old grandpa for all this time. Ryan, did I ever tell you about the rain in Honduras?
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. 'Cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power. Over all my dreams, in my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again?
You know, I've said many times, there's no way any one person can stay on top of all the things that go on in this church. And I'm thankful that I'm able to say that. But you can't say that about a lot of churches. Did you know that 85% of churches in America right now are plateaued or in decline? That's not a speculation. That's a studied fact. And I think there's a reason. And I'm going to share with you for a few minutes what I think that reason is. It's what I call the difference in the membership paradigm versus the mission paradigm. Or to put it another way, the single biggest distinction between growing and declining churches is how the congregants view the purpose of the church. Now, declining churches tend to have among the membership what I call a membership paradigm or mentality. Let me explain what that means. Membership congregations see the church as a service agency that exists for the benefit of the subscribers. Now, if a church is dominated by this mentality, it will be characterized by the following things that absolutely ensure decline. Number one is an entitlement mentality. Well, I joined that church. I deserve certain things now. They owe it to me. Also, you'll find a maintenance orientation. Let's just keep things like they are because nobody's complaining lately. You'll see an inward focus in that church. You'll see a real resistance to change. Because after all, I came to church for my needs. And if my needs are getting met, then don't change anything. And you'll find finally in churches with a membership mentality that are in decline, a lot of tension under the surface. Because if everybody comes to church with the attitude, somebody here needs to meet my needs, people are going to get frustrated when needs don't get met. Now, growing churches, and sadly, the vast minority of churches in America are actually growing. But growing churches don't have a membership mentality. They have a mission mentality. A mission congregation sees the church as God's agent sent to advance His reign in the world. And so a mission church is going to have a much different set of characteristics. Instead of an inward focus, a mission church has an outward focus. Instead of a maintenance mentality, a mission church is going to show an impatience with ineffective and irrelevant traditions and practices. A mission church does not say, that's the way we've always done it, and if we change it, somebody will get upset. A mission church says, are we advancing the reign of God? And if we're not, why do we keep doing it that way? A mission church is going to have a real flexibility on expedient matters. It's going to have high expectations of the members to serve, not just to be served. And it's going to have higher expectations of the leaders. You see, the mission mindset does not view the church as existing to cater to the members. It views the church as existing to equip the members to become what God created the church to be. Now, the truth is, every church is a mixture of these two paradigms. This one is too. The real key is which one of those mentalities is going to dominate the agenda of this church. Do you know how to tell if a church has a mission mindset or a membership mindset? The best way is to listen closely to what people complain about. I'm serious about that. I'll give you some illustrations. If a church has a membership mindset, somebody says, I can't believe it took me 10 minutes to get off the church parking lot last Sunday. If they don't fix that traffic problem, I'm going to find a new place to go to church. A mission mindset says, isn't it awesome how many people are trying to get in our parking lot? Honey, let's get up 15 minutes earlier so we can get there and park at the very back so visitors can park closer to the building. You see the difference? A membership mindset, whenever the church has changes in times of schedules or worship practices, will say, I don't like that change. That's not how I like it. When are they going to sing the songs I like the most? A mission mindset will say, you know what? We need to be asking ourselves if what we're doing in our assemblies is connecting to lost people. Isn't that who we're trying to win? A membership mindset says, what is the deal? I heard people up there at that church saying, they're not even talking English. I walked through that youth center, I saw a kid with a ring in his nose. A mission mindset says, praise God, I walked through the building and heard four different languages. I saw people with tattoos. I saw people with spiked hair. I saw old, young, black, white, red, and everything between. That's how the kingdom of God is supposed to look. You know, for the last several years, the leaders of this church have been asked by a number of people, well, do y'all have an agenda? Well, of course we do. That's why we're leaders. If we don't have an agenda, we shouldn't be leaders. And the agenda, just so you'll know, is to bring as many possible, as soon as possible, by all means possible, into the kingdom of God. We don't want to be whales. We want to be rhinos. Let me explain. You know that different groups of animals have names for the group. Like we call a bunch of cattle a herd or a bunch of sheep a flock. Do you know what you call a group of lions? A pride. Do you know what you call a group of geese? A gaggle. Do you know what you call a group of buzzards? A committee. Do you know, and I'm not making this up, do you know what you call a group of rhinos? A group of rhinos is called a crash. Now, I think there's a reason why you call it a crash of rhinos. You see, a rhino can grow to 5,000 pounds, and yet this huge animal can run at over 30 miles an hour. Here's the problem. Rhinos have notoriously poor eyesight. A rhino can only see 30 feet in front of him. But he can run at 30 miles an hour. But you see, the rhino is not concerned because whatever is 31 feet in front of him had better move. Now, here's the point. The church was not built by Jesus to be tame. It was not meant to be domesticated. It was meant to be wild. It was meant to crash into the gates of hell and bring the kingdom reign of God into people's lives. And I've been doing a lot of study lately on the kingdom of God. And starting in February, I'm going to preach for several months on the kingdom of God. And God's been putting some stuff heavy on my heart. I told somebody the other day, if I preach everything God's put in my heart on the kingdom of God, we're either going to have revival or I'm going to get fired. Here's what Jesus says, just one verse. Matthew 11:12. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Do you think Jesus wants a tame church? Look at one more picture with me. A whale in a tank, or a rhino that's got that get out of my way look in his eyes. Now, which one of those two looks most like the kingdom of God? The mission is to forcefully advance the reign of Christ in Tarrant County. And when the kingdom comes, I've got a word of advice, friend. You better get with it or get out of the way. Let's pray. Father, we want the kingdom to come in ways it never has come in this place. We want it to come. We know if it comes, it will upset our comfort zones. We know as the kingdom increasingly comes into our lives and into this church, that some will even be offended. Let it come anyway. Let the reign of Christ come in Northeast Tarrant County through this church like it never has come before. And I pray each heart here will surrender more fully to the reign of Jesus Christ. And your will be done on earth more than ever before, like it's done in heaven. Give us a greater vision of what you created the church to be. And frustrate every attempt we make to tame your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Join me and pray with me for the kingdom to come. Elders and ministers are going to be in room 109 to pray with people this morning. I'm going to be down front to receive those ready by faith in Jesus to put him on in the act of baptism. We're going to ask God boldly, consistently, that he will reign in us. Join me, please, while we stand up right now.
Over all the earth, you reign on high. Every mountain stream, every sunset sky. But my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you'd reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. 'Cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again? Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour,
You are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again?
Amen. Thank you, church. Remain standing. Would you pass your attendance cards to the aisle? Guests, turn in that purple card or take it to the Welcome Center. Let us give you a Bible to take home and a packet about the church. And let me just say, by the way, we want everybody here to have a Bible. We hope you started your Bible reading programs that we talked about last Sunday. We have more sheets on the Welcome Center for adults. There's two different plans. You can get on the website and download them. We have more of the bookmarks for the children. We went out last week, and I'm so excited. That means even more people than we thought want to read the Bible each week with their kids. Go to the children's welcome booth, get bookmarks for your kids, and let's all start reading the Bibles. And guys, don't forget the men's retreat last week in January. It is going to be outstanding. Put it on your calendar. Thank you for being here. Join us Wednesday night at the summit and be praying for the kingdom of God. You might want to start reading the Gospels, particularly Matthew and Luke, and read what Jesus says about the kingdom of God. I'd like us to close this service by singing one verse of "Seek Ye First the Kingdom of God." And then Jerry McCulley, would you please dismiss us with prayer?
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Sing it,
Alleluia, Alleluia.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Sing it, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Just after Jerry dismisses us in prayer, I'm going to invite all the friends of the Mark North family up to the front. Mackenzie wants to be baptized right after this service.
Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for life. Lord, I just pray that you would impress upon us this week and as we begin this study, the Lord and Savior that we claim and that we follow was a homeless man and did radical things. And yet He loved us and loved the world more than anybody has or can. Pray, Lord, that you would just take away our fear as we begin to consider how we can let the kingdom of God reign in our lives personally, in our marriages, as parents, as employers, as employees. Lord, help us to cast all of our concern about that aside and to receive your grace, to receive your direction for us as a church and as individuals. We just claim your power, Father. And we leave this place today to go out to share the love of Jesus Christ with our friends and our neighbors and anyone we meet between now and the next time that we meet. Thank you, Lord, for being an aggressive Father who chases after us and charges into our lives. Please continue to do that, Lord. We love you. Thank you, Father. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.